Thanks for being a part of the 10-Minute Leader Podcast. We hope that at the end of these 10 minutes, you have a better understanding of how to be an influential leader that others want to follow. We've been going through the last few months of this Gallup study where they asked over 10,000 people, hey, what do you want to follow in leaders? And this answer this week is something that you might not expect. People said stability. Stability is where you can also think of like security, certainty, predictability, strength, support, peace. These are some of the other words people frequently use to describe what leaders contribute to their lives around stability. And Gallup says that leaders provide stability when they calmly absorb emotional reactions to situations and decisions. My name is Joseph Petrosini. I'm here with John and Misty Schlechter, and we're going to dive in this week in talking about stability. John and Misty, what does stability truly look like in leadership? What does this look like?
The first thing that comes to my mind is like, you know what you're going to get. People know what to expect from you as a leader. They know what they're going to get from you as a leader.
Yeah. I think like consistency is a word that comes to my mind. Are you different on different days or based on the circumstances, or are you stable? Are you consistent? Can they expect, consistency from you? I think of like, if you're trying to, and this is a simple analogy, but if you're trying to stand on something like, but you don't know like what's going to happen when I go stand on that, is it going to tip? Is it going to fall? Or is it stable? Like it's just a simple analogy for like, what can people expect from us as leaders? I think that's a good way to say it. Yeah.
I think this can be so, you can see this so clearly in real life as well. Whether you lead a small group at a next gen environment or a T Life group, if you are consistently there and they're like, I know that no matter what I bring, it's not going to scare them off. Yeah. Right. They're like, no, I know that I can share some hard stuff with them and they're going to continue to love me and be there for me. Yeah. Man, that is something super duper powerful. Because it feels like, yeah, of course I'm going to be there. Of course I'm going to continue to love them. But as like flawed humans, like I don't always think that. Like, oh, I wonder what they're going to think, right? And so it's something that feels so simple and little, but can be so profound and impactful.
I think, you know, especially in next gen small groups, like at Relevant, obviously as teenagers, like things are up and down and all over the place. And like, being able to show up and have a consistent person be there all the time, like just a steady, especially for like kids that have kind of unstable family situations, like those next gen small group leaders, even if they're like, I don't know if I know enough about the Bible, or even if I don't know if I have all the spiritual wisdom that I need to, or how to help them navigate these situations, just by being there and showing up consistently, you're creating stability and someone that they can consistently rely on.
It's huge. That's so good. So within this topic of stability, what are some practical next steps that listeners or viewers can implement and apply around this?
Yeah, I think the biggest and first one to me is like, it starts with our relationship with Jesus. If we are not regularly spending time with him and not anchoring our lives, ourselves, our peace in God, who is really the only constant, then we're going to be tossed around by the waves. Like we're going to go with the wind. Our circumstances are going to throw us off. Like we're not going to be able to be stable people or leaders unless we are anchored to something that is actually consistently reliable, stable. And again, Jesus is the only thing that we can do that with. And so I think just as leaders, like we have to be spending regular time with God in order to stay stable, in order to have that peace that transcends understanding and not be thrown around by the highs and the lows. So that's number one for me.
Yeah. Amen. That's really good. I think I'm interested about number two.
Oh. number two is...
You're the pastor. We don't have anything to add to number one.
I'm just taking notes over here.
I think this is super practical and maybe really obvious, but I think it needs to be said. Like, we have to show up consistently. Like if people don't know, like, are they going to be there? Are they going to cancel? Are they going to reschedule? Will they even show up? Like that's like what I said earlier, just our presence consistently creates stability. And so if our presence is unstable, like, I don't know, are they going to be there? Are they going to be super late? Or what? It creates instability. So just showing up consistently is a very practical thing. Like T Life group leaders, like show up, be there. Don't cancel for, you know, trivial things like be consistent because your people need it.
Yeah.
I think that is a, like that applies to us as parents too. I'm going to throw you under the bus for a second.
Cool.
Like there was one time, like literally one time you forgot to pick up one of our kids or you were late. You weren't there like when you said you were going to be there.
He's like, I've never forgot that one time. Of course. Thanks,
and I mean, it was literally one time. And then what happened after that? The next time you were supposed to pick up this kid, they were worried and afraid that you weren't going to be there or you weren't going to be there on time. Yes. And we don't want to create that culture of the people that we lead, whether it's our kids or our team, our group. Like, we don't want people worried. Are they going to lead us in the right direction? Are they going to be there? Are they going to come through? Are they going to do what they say that they're going to do?
Yes. That's so good.
To be fair, I was like 15 seconds late. But it was enough.
I think it was like 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Fear.
It was enough.
I was watching his friend get picked up right before I pulled up. But regardless.
It happened.
Instability.
So good. Yeah.
I think there's something super practical about, even as you're listening to this, you're like, if you guys just knew how crazy my life was, you would understand why there's no stability in my life. Right? You're like, there's nothing ever goes according to plan in my life. And there's all these external factors that I don't have control over that make me react and have certain emotions or feelings. And I think, yes, that's real. That's reality. All of us have that.
But you know what a privilege it is as a leader that we get to be a stable presence in people's lives, because so many people, and sometimes it's even our own life, but so many people that we interact with, that are under our influence feel like that, like feel like so much in their life is not stable. And, we get to be that for people. And that's an honor.
Yeah. 100%. I think the best leaders I know, no matter the external factors or situations, it never controls or factors into like how they think, behave, or how they interact with other people, right? They, no matter the external situations, everything could be falling apart. They're still at peace and in it, like steady and love me, and they're here for me. And I think there's something crazy that happens when we feel like the world is whirling all around us and there's so many external factors and I have so many emotions I don't know what to deal with and it's all piling up and I'm in my eyes deep in just all these emotions. And the more we think about ourselves, the more we're conscious about like how this affects us or our feelings or, well, no one's asked me how I feel about it. You know what I mean? The more we become self-conscious, the more we jump into our own pool of emotions. But when we rather like focus on others, we say, how are you feeling about this? It does something to us that I can't explain. It's just, I guess it's how God wired us. But like all those things just kind of like go by the wayside. And we're more worried about how other people are thinking and feeling about this. And we can kind of be like the, we're blocking all the arrows of the external factors of the world because we want to protect and provide stability to our team.
Yeah.
And it's like, because I'm focused on my team, like I can take a couple arrows in the back, but it's better than facing in, taking an arrow in the eye, you know, and
ouch.
Yeah. That, don't think about that.
It's like, I think just when we're leading, we need to remember it's not about us. It's about the people we lead. So we absolutely will have emotions and highs and lows, but I think when it comes to leading people, when it comes to, again, showing up for Tea Life group or for Next Gen Small group or team meeting or work or, you know, whatever.
Your kids,
like your family, like we just have to remember that our emotions can't basically cause us to be too high or low with them. Like it's about them in that moment. So we kind of sometimes need to check our emotions at the door. And if they're going to keep us from being others focused, you know, and focusing on the people that we lead. Again, doesn't mean we can't feel those things, but maybe talk about those with someone else later. Check them at the door and be there for the people that you're leading and really make it more about them and be stable for them.
I remember when I was in middle school, I was so nervous to go to my first day of middle school and I was like crying the night before. I was so anxious. And my dad said, Joseph, I guarantee there's someone more nervous on the bus on your way to school tomorrow because maybe they move from a new state or whatever. So like make it your job to make them feel like, all right, it's going to be okay. And on the bus,
I mean, he must have known, because there was a kid that had just moved. First day, didn't know anybody, and he was crying on the bus. And I was like, hey, can I sit by you? What's your name? Whatever. And I remember all my anxiety just went by the wayside. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how we think that we're doing something nice. We're providing a gift to other people when we provide stability. But sure, it could be a gift to those we lead, but it's a blessing to us as well. Yeah. And so I think, man, may we take that as we lead small groups, whether you lead a team, no matter what you lead, your family, as a parent, in the workplace, that if we create stability, we use emotional intelligence, self-control, and putting our foundation in who Jesus is, yes, it's a gift to those around us and those we lead, but it's also a blessing to us. So may we take that with us as we go on as leaders. Thank you, guys.